Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. I'm your host, Will Walden. Today, we're focusing on a significant development in SpaceX, the recent test flight of Starship, which unfortunately ended in an explosion. And this event is crucial not only for SpaceX, but also for NASA's Artemis program, which relies on the Starship for future lunar Artemis missions, specifically Artemis 3. Now, the test flight on Saturday showed both progress and challenges for SpaceX. The spacecraft reached an altitude of 93 miles, a significant improvement from its last flight. However, the flight concluded with the explosion of the Starship, raising questions and triggering an FAA investigation. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk remains optimistic, though, anticipating a readiness for the next flight in just a few weeks. And this episode will explore the details of the flight. The spacecraft, which is designed to be a pivotal part of NASA's lunar missions, encountered a severe mishap as both the Starship and the Super Heavy booster exploded. Now, this incident, following an earlier destructive test in April, brings into focus the challenges that SpaceX faces in developing this gigantic 400-foot tall. It's basically a skyscraper that's going to space. SpaceX's proactive measures, such as the installation of a water suppression system to protect the launch pad, indicating significant technical improvements, and it actually worked. The flight's initial success with all 33 Raptor engines igniting correctly and the spacecraft reaching space marked a notable advancement from previous attempts. However, the explosion that followed raises critical safety and technical questions for SpaceX and the FAA. Now, the industry experts and former FAA officials suggest the situation is more promising despite this massive explosion over the ocean. The improved performance could lead to a quicker review process by the FAA, essential for SpaceX's timeline with the Artemis 3 mission. Now, George Neild, former head of the FAA's Office of Commercial Space Transportation, emphasized the importance of learning from these tests to enhance public safety and spacecraft reliability. And the FAA's role is critical in this process. As SpaceX submits its report on the failure and proposed changes for future flights, the FAA must balance rapid development that SpaceX is noteworthy for with stringent safety and environmental regulations. This process reflects the growing pressures on the agency amidst the burgeoning commercial space industry. Should they move forward and move fast like SpaceX does, or should they stick with their old ways? Only time will tell. SpaceX's resilience and adaptability have been evident in its history of overcoming challenges. The company's experience, notably the recovery after losing a Falcon 9 rocket in 2015, demonstrated its capability to quickly address these issues and return back to flight, to a normal cadence, and actually build up the cadence and the speed of these flights, and the turnaround. And this capability will be crucial as SpaceX aims to define the Starship system for reliability and space travel. Now, for NASA, the stakes are very high. The Artemis program's success heavily depends on the Starship's development. With an investment of $4 billion, NASA envisions using the Starship for lunar landings, a mission not undertaken since the Apollo mission over 50 years ago. However, the timeline, targeting a lunar landing by astronauts in 2025 or 2026, hinges on Starship's performance and the reliability of the booster and the ship, which includes its unprecedented need for in-orbit refueling, something that's never been done before in a rocket this size. Now, SpaceX's latest test, despite its explosive conclusion, marks a step forward, not backwards, in its bold journey to space. The flight's initial successes, contrasted by the subsequent failures, underscore these challenges. The pioneers of SpaceX and the Starship continue to push with. Now, with the FAA's oversight and SpaceX's determination, the path forward is a blend of testing, innovation, and also regulatory navigation. And the tension between SpaceX's fast-paced innovation and the government's regulatory framework is likely to persist for a while. SpaceX's expectations for efficient approval processes often clash with the inherently cautious and procedural nature of government agencies. This dynamic will be crucial in shaping the pace and direction of future Starship tests and, by extension, the progress of human space exploration. Now, this is a little side note. SpaceX is only allowed to do 5 launches from Starbase Texas at this time. And if they can squeeze in another test by the end of this year, by the end of December, they will have successfully launched 3 times from Boca Chica Starbase Texas in 1 year. If they slip to January, that flight goes into the next 5 for next year. Now, if they do complete those 5 tests successfully, if they even successfully complete probably 2 or 3 of them, the FAA may allow them to do more flights from Starbase Texas. And the implications of these developments, they're going beyond SpaceX and NASA. The commercial space sector, which is poised to benefit from Starship's potential to lower launch costs significantly, is watching as SpaceX succeeds in these launches. And the success of Starship isn't just about reaching the Kármán line and getting into space. It's also about reshaping the economics and the accessibility of space travel for NASA and normal people like you and me. Eventually, space tourism will become a thing, and SpaceX will be on the forefront of that technology. And as SpaceX prepares for the IFT-3 launch, we'll be here every single step of the way. So thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for becoming a member of the show. And remember, every episode's about 10 minutes or under to help you quickly get caught up with the latest in spaceflight and NASA developments. If you enjoy this episode, please hit the subscribe button or the follow button on your podcast platform. It's free, takes a second, and really does help us out tremendously. You wouldn't believe how much we've grown because of you, because of our fans. Your support helps us bring you insightful updates and discussions every single day. So please stay tuned for more episodes and watch or listen to our back catalog. We have a ton of episodes for you to listen to. Thanks again for listening. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.